And the presidential candidates have sometimes talked about child care. We've been asking voters what they think. A new poll finds most Americans like what they have, even though experts consider child care in this country to be pretty bad. The poll comes from NPR, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. But NPR's Allison Kojak reports that quality is not the only thing parents think about.
When Jolie Rizzo was looking for daycare for her son Cannon in Falmouth, Maine, she checked out as many centers as she could.
It had to have the right feel to me.
And that feel was?
Most importantly, just the people who are providing the care are loving, kind, nurturing, interested in sort of developing these little beings.
There was one center in town that had a great reputation, but
it would completely break the bank.
So she moved on and eventually settled on a place called Little Hands.
One of the other reasons that we chose it is just its close proximity to our house and makes sense in terms of our roots.
It cost about $900 a month for Cannon to go there 4 days a week, and it had space. Rizzo's happy with the choice. Cannon just started kindergarten after going to Little Hands for 3 years, and now her 2-year-old daughter is enrolled.
It gives me peace of mind knowing that when I drop my daughter off for the entire day, that someone is going to be sort of loving and sweet and nurturing, you know, that will challenge her.
Like most parents, Rizzo says her daycare is high quality. In fact, 88% of parents in our poll say their kids' childcare is very good or excellent. It's an interesting result because experts in early childhood development say most childcare in the U.S. is mediocre to poor. Mary Beth Testa is with the National Association for Family Child Care. She says the quality benchmarks that experts measure aren't always the same as what parents are looking for.
People are looking for, do you care about my child? Is my child happy here? How do I regulate whether your child is going to be happy here? It doesn't translate in the same ways.
Groups like hers rate centers on their curriculum, whether their teachers have college degrees, how many kids to a caregiver.
There's research to back up the idea that those things are important. The science, you know, says this is what children need in order to thrive. But parents are still looking for price, location, and do you love my kid?
Our poll shows that 27% of parents say location played a major role in their childcare choice, more than any other single factor. 18% cite price. Testa says the average daycare costs $6,000 a year, and that's just too much for a lot of parents.
If you can't afford it, you can't afford it. And knowing more about the quality doesn't change a fact that you can't afford it.
That's the situation for Jennifer Nuezzi, a single mom who responded to our poll and lives in Northport, Florida. Her mother cares for her daughter while she's at work, and she's not happy about it.
She is not at all the person that I would like to watch my child.
They disagree on everything, from rules to schedules to diet.
My mom just lets her do whatever she wants. Eat whatever you want, do whatever you want. If you want to go to bed at 12 o'clock at night, that's totally okay.
In the end, though, it's all about money.
Unfortunately, she's free, so I can't find better than that.
Jillian Steele Fisher, deputy director of Harvard's Opinion Research, which conducted our poll, says the survey shows parents do want quality childcare. More than 70% listed at least one quality measure as a reason they chose their current child care provider.
They don't have the information necessarily about what experts think, and maybe they would benefit from having that information so that they could actually make more informed choices about what their care should offer and what options they might have available to them.
2 years ago, Congress passed a law that requires child care centers that receive federal funding to meet strong quality standards. But Mary Beth Testa says they didn't actually increase the federal funding enough to help child care centers reach those goals.
They're good reforms. They are good ideas. We needed to raise this bar.
But since parents are happy with their child care, as our poll shows, Testa worries there won't be much pressure on lawmakers to spend tax money to make it better. Allison Kojak, NPR News.